When we talk about classics, we're talking in many ways about two cultures, Greece and Rome. But how did these two societies differ from one another? In this podcast, we're going to explore this question. I'm Colin Andrews from the Open University, and I'm joined by my colleague, Ursula Rothy. Ursula, we often use the expression ancient Greece, but what does this actually mean in reality?
Well, exactly. It's a very good question. Ancient Greece is somewhat of a misnomer in the classical period in many ways, because there isn't in that time really anything that we would call sort of a state of Greece. What we do have are separate city-states like Athens and Sparta and Corinth, and these could have very different political systems, social systems. They were sort of self-contained systems. To take the examples of Athens and Sparta, and these are cities that we have very good sources for, so these are two cities that we often talk about. Athens was a civil society, and in the 5th century BC it was also a democracy in a slightly different way to what we would call a democracy these days. Only free Athenian citizens had a political say.
And that means men, I suppose, does
and
it?
That means men, exactly, not women. And the decisions were made often in large gatherings of all citizens and not in sort of representative parliaments like we know today. But the Athenian system was quite a complex system involving lots of different separate roles and public duties, and these were rotated amongst the citizens.
And that was normally done by lot, I believe. That was the
Yes.
way they chose people for these political jobs. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yes. And a lot of money was devoted to making it possible for poorer people to give up work time in order to fulfil these roles.